Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you something about jazz. Jazz is what your heart has you really happening around you. Jazz is inspiration. Jazz is like a painting.
Right.
Jazz is like a morning. Jazz is like a rain shower. Jazz is everything.
Yes, 1, 2, 3. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Okay, but on my end, there's a problem then. Everything is fine here. Mic is okay. Speaker's okay. On my end, yeah, all is fine on my end. Good evening and welcome to the show. We are having some technical issues here at the moment. If you can hear me, I cannot hear myself. So if you can hear me, please bear with me. I will be joining you shortly live. So I do apologize again for this delay. It's a technical issue that is being resolved as we speak. So thank you very much.
There was a guy who had some brand new tricks, played his horn with some crazy licks. The thing that made him such a flop was he beat when he should have bopped. The same old cat jumped right up on the stand, but he couldn't seem to dig the band. He thought he was the cream of the crop, but he beat when he should have bopped. Now all the cats, they gathered around to see what he was trying to prove. But anyone could plainly see that he was dragging them out of the groove. At last the leader turned around and said, "Listen, Pops, you had better stop. Well, there you go, you did it again. You just beep when you should have bopped. Oh, baby, do do da day, yeah. Baby, da 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 da.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you something about jazz. Jazz is what your heart tells you is really happening around you. Jazz is inspiration. Jazz is like a painting.
Right.
Jazz is like a morning. Jazz is like a rain shower. Jazz is everything.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you something about jazz. Jazz is what your heart tells you is really happening around you. Jazz is inspiration. Jazz is like a painting.
Right.
Jazz is like a morning. Jazz is like a rain shower. Jazz is everything.
Thank you.
There was a guy who had some brand new tricks. Played his horn with some crazy licks. The thing that made him such a flop was he beat when he should have bopped. The same old cat jumped right up on the stand, but he couldn't seem to dig a band. He thought he was the cream of the crop, but he beat when he should have bopped. Now, all the cats, they gathered around to see what he was trying to prove. But anyone could plainly see that he was dragging them out of the groove. At last, the leader turned around and said, "Listen, Pops, you had better stop. Well, there you go, you did it again. You just beeped when you should have bopped. Oh, baby, do do da day, yeah. Bip, bip, da 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 da.
That I feel I cannot quite explain. again, this is Wayne Valdez. I'm going to be touching with us. That's proper. Jeffrey, good. Great to be coming up. Okay, teenagers together. All right, we're going to hear the music from our amazing. We're bringing on Jeffrey. Brother. Jeffrey.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you hearing me, Jeffrey?
No, I'm not hearing you well.
Okay.
Let me try this. Are you hearing me any clearer?
Yeah, now it's a little better.
Okay, great. All right. yeah, man, it's been years, Jeffrey. How have you been all these years? This is the first time I'm speaking to you in probably 40 years, man.
Yes, I know. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time, and a lot has happened in our lives, you know, and
Yeah.
So what tell me something that we let me get in the audience a little bit about Jeffrey Mogan. You can be the television. Jeffrey Mogan is a Barbadian musician, and of course he has been flying the street since a teen, and now lives in Canada, and still doing his music and producing music. So Jeffrey, tell us what has been happening.
I can't hear you again. I'm missing.
Okay.
I'm having a problem here.
Yeah. All right, what is happening is that I've had to use a different method of that is what is creating the problem. All right?
We're cutting out, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you hearing me any better now?
Yes, a little better now.
All right.
I don't know why
good.
It's cutting out for...
Yeah, I know what the problem is. The problem is on my end. We had a technical problem tonight with the audio. So that's the reason. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but
it's better now.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah. So fill us in as to what's been happening with Jeffrey since I've seen him 40 years ago.
Well, no, a lot of things have changed, right? I'm now putting out my own music, as you know that those pieces I sent to you.
Yes.
But I'm working on different projects at the same time, right?
Okay.
I have those jazz pieces like that, but I also write different styles of music also, right? So,
all right. Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad you touched on that point, because I'll ask you the question: what do you think? What type of musician do you think you are? Are you a jazz musician, or what would you classify yourself as, or would you classify yourself?
I am a composer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Are you able to
That's
write?
A great style. That's
because
a great style.
I like to write different styles. I don't, you know, I try to write because I love different styles. But I love jazz also. I love jazz also, and I like calypso, and I like reggae.
Okay.
And on my CD that's going to be coming out, you're going to hear more of the fusion between the calypso and the jazz.
Right. Okay.
And the reggae and the jazz also.
All right. What are you going to be mainstreaming in terms of the music that you want to put out? What do you want to tell people when you put out this album? What do you want people to know? Album.
Well, this specific album kind of like started out to help my mom listen to instrumental music, right?
Okay.
Started like that. And
okay, good.
That's why I'm writing the jazz CD.
Okay.
I'm writing
a jazz person.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get her into listening to music without words, because she said that.
Right.
To me.
Okay.
She said she doesn't listen to music without words, right?
So
I decided to write some instrumental jazz pieces for her. And then I sent her some Coltrane music so she could listen to other jazz, you know. So it started that jazz side of me started like that.
Okay.
And
all right.
And I'll be continuing in the future to produce more jazz CDs.
Okay, great. Because that is what I focus the show on. The show is based on focusing on Caribbean jazz artists and bringing their music to focus on the outside. All right? Now,
but I'm happy that you have a show like...
Yes.
I'm happy to have a show like that so that people like us that's not in the Caribbean...
It's an exposure,
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah,
so
but that is precise. Yeah, this is why I've been doing this job for about 5 years now, and focusing on guys like yourself getting their music out there and getting the music heard, right? Now, go ahead.
I have to thank you for giving me the opportunity to play a couple of my pieces before I release my CD.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would be the compilation of the CD? How many tracks you're hoping to lay down?
Well, so far I have 8 tracks so far, but I'm looking to put down at least 12 on the CD.
It
takes time to write the song.
Yeah. But Jeffrey, on the lighter side of things, right? Now, you have a favorite story that I have not heard for over 40 years. Can you remember what that is?
No, I can't. What is it? You remind me.
All right, Jeff. You remember the sports meet at the stadium? When I ran the distance, I ran the 1500 meters, and then all I was hearing is win.
Okay.
I remember you always tease me with that one, man.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Malcolm in February.
Malcolm Griffin?
Griffith, yeah.
Yeah, the drummer. Yeah. You know, we kind of grew up together, me and him.
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned Malcolm.
All of us grew up together. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when he bought his first drum set there. And he used to come up in the car park and play.
Make a lot of noise.
He ended up to be a very good drummer, this guy.
Because I saw him performing in Barbados a couple of times. You know?
Okay.
He puts on some shows and stuff every so often.
Okay.
Yeah, so I saw him on the way to Trinidad. He went over for Carnival, and I was in transit to Trinidad.
Okay.
Yeah, because I live in New York now for quite a while there now.
Yeah.
So how's your mom?
She's fine. I talked to her this morning. I talk to her every day. I Skype her every day, right?
Okay. Great.
So I talk to her every morning. Every morning I talk with her, and my brother Michael also.
How is he doing? Because must let people
he's
know
pretty
that
good
you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. People, Jeffrey and Michael are two musical brothers, both guitarists and. Very good guitarist.
Well, Michael is a vocalist too.
Very good vocalist at that. Yeah, but
So, what have you been doing? Go ahead. I was going to ask you if this is the first time you're listening to my music now.
That's the very first time I'm hearing your music. I haven't heard anything from you. Well, you know, for years, as I said.
Yeah, but I put out some other songs, but they're reggae songs, and a little soca, you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I have them there on iTunes. I put them on iTunes, you know.
All right.
Because I write reggae and I write soca.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to send you a
track of one of my reggae pieces.
Yeah. No problem, man. I'd appreciate
just
that.
Just for your listening
that.
Pleasure.
Yeah. No problem, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let me play this track for people to take a listen to. This one is called Working On It. So I know you're working on it, working on that new album.
Exactly.
So let's let the listeners hear a little bit of what's coming in the new album. This track is called Working On It. Jeffrey Grosvenor. Thank you. Yes, folks, that's Mr. Jeffrey Grosvenor and a track called Wait, Working on It. Yes, because Jeffrey is working on his album. Have you come up with a title for the album as yet?
Yeah, the album is called Turning Corners.
Turning Corners, all right. Okay, yeah. good. I guess, you know, we're going to turn some corners there with your brand of music. So,
yeah.
You know, we're looking forward to hearing a lot more from you. So you're going to tell me the completed album at some point in time, right?
Yes, I will, for sure.
All right, okay. So I am back in the promotion game because I was in the promotions and stuff in Trinidad. And
okay.
Yeah, so I decided to get back involved in promoting. And we are having a concert. The main man behind it is a guy called Shafiq Mohammed, a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we... And a couple of other people, we decided to do a Father's Day concert featuring Otello Molyneux. I don't know if you know Otello Molyneux. He is
no.
a pianist. Right. Yeah, he's a pianist.
Okay.
But you
know
of Luther?
Know. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And Luther Francois, you know Luther Francois?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and a young guy, you know, relatively young fella called Garvin Blake. So we put together a pretty good show, you know. So hopefully, you know, when we do something, we can probably look at bringing you into it at some point in time, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
Very good.
Because I know you're a very
yes.
Skillful guitarist, a very good guitarist, and so you know it'd be nice to expose you and others that are doing good out there. So
really good.
Yeah, man. So Jeffrey, man,
yes.
it was a pleasure talking to you again. You know, hooking up with you after 40 years, boy. Yes, a long time.
Thank you very much.
All right. But,
thank you very much, my friend. Huh? And I will be following your show, right? Is that? Hello?
He had to go back to Yeah, I said he had to cut.
Yes, sorry about that, folks. But this new system that I'm using here it's a little difficult to use. But we'll try our best to complete the show. And if we do have any other issues, well, you know, I'll let you know. All right, here's one of the performers at the... okay, before I do that, I should do this. And that is for sure. Gotta do this.
DFG Promotion presents Father's Day Brooklyn Panchas, Sunday, 19th of June 2016, at Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1567 Utica Avenue. That's between Farragut and Boston, featuring Otello Molyneux. Garvin Blake and Friends, featuring Sir Frankie McIntosh, and much more. Doors open at 4 p.m., showtime 5:30. Meet and greet from 4 p.m. till 5. Your MC, Michael Rogers. Admission, $60 in advance, more at the door. Get your tickets at Tropical Paradise 1 and 2, or you can call 646-717-0340, 917-248-1453, or 917-337-2762. Father's Day. Brooklyn Pan Jazz, Sunday, May 19th, Tropical Paradise Ballroom. Be and be there. Make this a gift for Father on Father's Day.
Yes, that's right. Brooklyn Pan Jazz on Father's Day. Well, this evening's broadcast is brought to you compliments of DFG Promotions, and they are the promoters behind the Father's Day Brooklyn Pan Jazz, which features Othello Molyneux and Gavin Blake and Friends with Sir Frankie McIntosh, and of course, tickets in advance, $60, okay? So, you'll hear more of this on future broadcast of the show, of course, it's on the 19th of June. That's a few weeks away, but, you know, we like to let people know what's happening out there. Okay, so let's continue with. Okay, before I do that, I got to do this. All right, just 1 minute. Tonight is one crazy night. You know, it started out that way, but we're going to continue the show. And
tell you something about jazz. Jazz is what your heart tells you is really happening around you.
Yeah.
Jazz is inspiration. Jazz is like a painting.
Right.
Jazz is like a morning. Jazz is like a rain shower. Jazz is everything.
Features the great Sir Frankie McIntosh, one of the greats of Caribbean jazz, and he will be featured along with Garvin Blake on the steel band, and they, I'm sure, will be producing one hell of a show, I can tell you that. So tell your friends that the Brooklyn Pan Jazz is on, and tickets are available. You can call 718-604-7900. Stand by, Shafi. Of course, tickets are available from 718-604-7900. And, that's the, here are the numbers. 646-717-0340, 917-428-1453, 917-337-2762. Those are the numbers to call for tickets. And, of course, you can call me, Wayne G, sound of Othello Molyneux, giving us 2-for-1 there. It's About Time and But Beautiful, two great standards there. So that's a man that one of the guys really featuring on Father's Day, Othello Molyneux. Yes, and Garvin Blake, and of course, Sir Frankie McIntosh. So that's Father's Day. So let's continue with the music, and of course, Jeffrey. I know, you know, it was a pleasure again talking with you, and you know, it's great hooking up with you after 40 years. Some great music you're coming with. So I look forward to that new CD that you're coming out shortly with, and you know, always great to get new music. And of course, I got to thank another good friend of mine, Shafiq Mohammed. In fact, that's the man behind the scenes. yeah, Shafiq, thank you for the music, and you know, I'm playing some of that tonight. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed what I exchanged with you. All right, so, and a very pleasant good evening to you, too. So, you know, stick and stay. We have some great music coming out. Here's a guy out of Haiti that I particularly like. His name is Mushi Widmaya. His music can be a little mushy, of course, you know. And the track is called Yelele.
Yes, the man Mushi with Maya out of Haiti, and a track called Yelele. Okay, from Haiti we go over to Jamaica. Here's a musician that I hadn't featured at all. And again, Shafiq, thank you for the music. I was driving in with Shafiq, and he was playing this particular CD, Dean Fraser. Yeah, and I fell in love with this CD. And this particular track, it features the music of Bob Marley. He does covers of jazzed up, of course. And here's this one. I know you love this one. Is This Love?
Thank you.
One of the better cover versions of this track is This Love by the late, great Bob Marley. He celebrated his birthday last week or week before, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what his music would have been like had he lived. I'm betting it would have been amazing. Yeah, that's Dean Freeze out of Jamaica. Saxophonist, and it's This Love. Yeah, it's great to see new music coming out. I was talking to Jeffrey Grosvenor and played two tracks from him that he sent me from his new album, his up-and-coming album. And yeah, I look forward to that album. And of course, Leon Foster Thomas. He has a new album that is available pre-order. You can pre-order it on iTunes. Go to all iTunes. You know what to do when you get there. I don't have to tell you. Okay, but pick up Metamorphosis. That's the name of their album. And I've seen the cover of it, and it looks very good. He's all decked off in a suit. So I guess transforming himself into that megastar look, you know, because he's coming up there, and he's aligning himself with some very good artists, some very good folks around him. I am presuming and assuming that he has a very good management team, so great to see young musicians coming out of the Caribbean and doing well, fantastically well. So I'm happy for Leon. I like to say that I would have had some influence in his life at some point in time while we were both members of Pointclair Steel Orchestra. We talked a lot. He was a kid, very good musician. Already around 13, 14 years of age, and very, very, very accomplished for a youngster. I played a number of instruments, inclusive of the drums. And that was a great drummer in San Fernando. Anyway. But his father was a great drummer. So Leon Foster, you see, I digressed a lot talking about Leon Foster. I mean, the guy is coming up, so I got to talk him up, you know. All right, so let's continue the music and let's go over to, where shall we go to? Okay, let's take in a little bit of Liam Teague. Thank you. From Leon Teague before this track, and then of course you just heard from Jeff Narrow, Magic Carpet Ride. Jeff being one of the two Narrow brothers, two white guys actually, making quite a name for themselves on the international jazz scene with the steel pan drumming, and of course the jazz idiom is what they use, and doing it quite successfully. Of course, Andy being the more well-known of the two, but I like this album by Jeff Narrow. And, you know, again, Shafiq, thank you for the music. Yeah, so we have 21 minutes left on the show. Of course, we're doing it a little differently this evening because of the connection with my host, my hosting agency, Blog Talk Radio. And hopefully we shall overcome that problem in time for next week's show. All right, so we are looking forward to no problems next week, not whatsoever.
DFG Promotion presents Father's Day Brooklyn Panchas, Sunday, 19th of June, 2016, at Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1367 Utica Avenue, that's between Farragut and Boston, featuring Otello Molino. Gavin Blake and friends, featuring Sir Frankie McIntosh, and much more. Doors open at 4 p.m. Showtime, 5:30. Meet and greet from 4 p.m. till 5. Your MC, Michael Rogers. Admission, $60 in advance, more at the door. Get your tickets at Tropical Paradise 1 and 2. Or you can call 646-717-0340, 917-248-1453, or 917-337-2762. Father's Day, Brooklyn Panchas, Sunday, May 19th, Tropical Paradise Ballroom. See and be there. Make this a gift for Father on Father's Day.
the guy who had some brand new tricks, played his heart with some crazy licks. The thing that made him such a flop was he beat when he should have bopped. The same old cat jumped right up on the stand, but he couldn't seem to dig the band. He thought he was the cream of the crop, but he beat when he should have bopped. Now, all the cats, they gathered around to see what he was trying to prove. But anyone complaining seemed that he was dragging them out of the groove. At last, the leader turned around and said, "Listen, Pops, you had better stop. Well, there you go, you did it again. You just beeped when you should have bopped. Oh, baby, do 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 da yeah. Bip, bip, da 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 da
Actually, that's the very first jazz artist that I've gotten out of. No, I'm wrong. I also got a girl from Guyana, but he's actually the very first male jazz artist that I've gotten out of Guyana. His name is Frank Holder, and he is one of the very first recognized jazz artists coming out of the Caribbean, and this is way back in 1946. It's a track called "He Beeped When He Should Have Bopped." nice title. So he bopped and weaved, and you know, it connected. Yeah, right. So next week, I hope to feature 10 of the most influential jazz artists coming out of the Caribbean. So I'll feature some of their music. I'll try to get the music and give you the list of the 10 most influential jazz artists coming out of the Caribbean during the early 20th century. Way back in the 40s, maybe in the early 30s. I know you had guys like Fitzroy, Coleman. You can also add this guy to that list of people. Monty Alexander has been around for over 50 years doing his thing. You can add Frank Holder to that list of influential or people that influence jazz in the Caribbean. All right? So that was a little research I did during the week. You know, I have to get back into my research. You know, I've slipped in that regard. But I promise you I will get back into that and bring you the information as, you know, I get it. Right, so we got 14 minutes left on the show. I hope you're enjoying it. Let's see, where can we go from there? We're in Guyana. I told you this is the All Caribbean Jazz Show, and my name is Lainey. We're going to go back to Haiti. Here's Jean Kays and a track called Charity, features Melanie Charles.
listen to the music of John Key, Melanie Charles, Charity. Yeah, this is where I say good night to all you listeners. And thank you for coming here for the first time. Thank you. Come back Tuesday evening. We'll have another great line of music for you. Perhaps a guest or two. Thank you to moving on my guest earlier this evening. And, of course, special good evening to Associate Shafiq and, of course, Anne. Special good evening to you, Shafiq. You can get back to your game if you know. Hopefully, it's still on. All right. All right. So, until the next one. When he is gone. Okay. It is two tracks, I guess, that I could fit in, until the end of the show. Yeah. So until the next one. When he is gone.
Mm-hmm.